Welcome to the Star Coalition Podcast. Thanks for joining us today. At the NAMI National Convention, we were fortunate enough to spend a few minutes with Mr. Gabe Howard. He is a professional speaker, writer, and an activist living with severe bipolar and anxiety disorders. He was at the conference to promote PsychCentral.com. The New York Times wrote, "PsychCentral is one of the best online mental health resources I've come across." So listen in as we learn more about this dynamic website and what it has to offer.
Hey everybody, we're with Gabe Howard. He's one of the techies and gurus at PsychCentral.com. Tell us a little bit about PsychCentral and what you guys do.
PsychCentral.com is the internet's leading independent mental health and psychology network. If it has something to do with mental health, it is probably on PsychCentral.com.
Well, how is the platform set up exactly?
So it started 21 years ago. So it's amazing to see its evolution over 21 years because the internet was much different. So today, PsychCentral.com is, you know, it's just full featured. It's a website. That's the best way to look at it. It's not, you know, an app or, you know, something new age or something like that. It's still a website. I mean, it's like an online magazine, but it also has online forums, webinars, things to download. Again, it really just has everything, and it's, I know that's kind of a cop-out of an answer to say, hey, it has everything, but it really does apply. It's not just one type of thing or one style of writing. I mean, it's facts, opinions, worksheets, interaction, opinions, lived experience, non-lived experience, medical experience, and it really is all-encompassing.
So it's kind of a clearinghouse, I guess, right, for educational material and for consumers and experts to kind of come together and talk about behavioral health, talk about things like that. So if I were just to log on, what would I expect to see?
So if you just logged on to the front page, the very first thing that you're probably going to see is the latest articles. The great thing about PsychCentral is it's not written by one person. It's not even written by one group of people. Like, it's not just consumers or it's not just experts. It is, in fact, everything. So on the front page, the first thing that you'd see is the trending articles. You know, what's popular on PsychCentral right now, along with links to all of the other offerings down the side. I mean, the website is massive, so the front page is sort of a directory, a table of contents, if you will.
Well, how long have you been with PsychCentral?
I've been with PsychCentral a couple of years. I started out as a writer. I have my own column, Don't Call Me Crazy by Gabe Howard. Check it out. And that's sort of how I got into the fold. I won an award that PsychCentral gave. They read my writing. They thought, hey, you don't suck. So I started writing more. And then through conversations with, you know, the folks over there, Dr. John, who owns the site, I guess he liked me. And I just sort of took on a bigger and bigger role. And, you know, that's really the story of most of the folks that work for PsychCentral. We all just sort of came together and with Dr. John at the top, and he just manages all of us. And I really can't think of a good word for it. I desperately try not to use the word family, but it's kind of like that. I mean, it's just a big group of people that share a common goal that's all led by, you know, our founder.
Well, let me just drill down a little further into you. Now, what are the kind of subjects? What are the things that you write on particularly?
So I started out in the world writing about bipolar and anxiety. And after a couple of years of writing about bipolar and anxiety for other outlets, I realized that I've written everything that I have to write about bipolar and anxiety. And I really wanted to write more. Now, I should have never said never. I still write about bipolar and anxiety and depression and all of those things. But I also wanted to write about like mental health advocacy. I wanted to write about, you know, how people experience me when I tell them that I live with bipolar disorder. So the nice thing about my column over at PsychCentral, you know, its name, Don't Call Me Crazy, it's vague, but it says it all. I can write about any mental health topic, again, from my perspective, from my lived experience, and I can pull in other folks. And, you know, if you write a bipolar blog, every single blog better be about bipolar. So that's why I really like mine. If it's mental health, I can write about it, and I do.
Obviously, there's a broad spectrum of folks that join. And what's some of the feedback that you've had from some of the people who've been on PsychCentral and use it as a tool for education or even self-expression or just kind of talking about some of the things that they're going through with their own illness? What are some of the what's some of the feedback that you receive from people?
The great thing about PsychCentral is it because it's I don't want to say it's old. Well, it's old. It's been around for a long time. I mean, 21 years is ancient.
And think about, when you started, kids are now just, being able to go out and legally drink and have a good time, right? Yeah, so
Psych Central can legally drink, yes. The great thing, and I mean this truly and honestly, is people love it. This is the first time that we've been at a conference this size. It's huge. And so many people just walk up to us like, oh my, I love you. We use your articles in our group. We share them on our Facebook. We're constantly sharing your stuff. I read this the other day and sent it to my mom because I didn't have the words to explain it, but one of your writers did. And that's the great part about it. I live with bipolar disorder. I can't explain every single thing about bipolar disorder, about stigma, about living with it. It would be impossible. I'm one person. So, I read on the internet, and I read most of my stuff on psychcentral.com. And before I worked there, that was true. And then I can share that with other people and say, hey, this is what I was trying to explain about depression. And this other writer just explained it better than I could, or in a way that the person I was trying to explain it to understood better. And that's really the thing that moves all this forward. Oftentimes, people living with mental illness or people talking about mental health are very isolated and they don't have a lot of folks to talk to. PsychCentral.com just changes all of that. I love to say, it's one of my favorite lines, when it comes to mental health, this is where the anonymity of the internet actually works to our advantage, because so many people are afraid to talk about it openly, so talking about it online is step one. And when you get more comfortable, and when you realize you're not alone, then you can take step two, however that looks to you.
I think we've said it all. That's really great. Well, I hope that people come to your site. I hope that they can find a community. You say family, but it is. It's a family. It's a community where people can come together and share their experiences and so forth. So where do they go? Tell me about.
All right. So it's psychcentral.com. And listen, this is kind of our tagline, and we say it all the time. Relax, take a deep breath, and know that you have a partner in your journey on recovery. And that's really what it is. Check it out. You can spend an entire day, 24 hours straight on psychcentral.com and not read it all. For one thing, new stuff is constantly coming up all the time. All of our writers write for psychcentral.com. We're not grabbing information from other sites and, curating it on our site. It's not like that. This is all original works by people that Psych Central has selected and vetted. It's a very professional site. Just check it out. Really, go to psychcentral.com, look at it, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for our newsletter. You'll be hooked. And everything is free. You don't get on there and then have to pay $9.95 a month or anything crazy like that. 100% free, psychcentral.com.
Well, all right. Well, thanks, Gabe. I appreciate you joining us.
You're very welcome.
I want to thank Gabe Howard for his passion and his undeniable enthusiasm. I encourage you all to visit www.psychcentral.com to read blogs by Gabe Howard and many, many others. There you can find information on conditions, take quizzes, get news from experts, learn about research, find help, and much, much more. Also, learn about Psych Central founder Dr. John Grohol and his incredible story of advocacy. Well, thanks for joining us on the Star Coalition podcast. If you haven't joined our community, please do so by logging on at www.thestar.org. That is thestarr.org. And join us in our portal and learn more information. We'll see you again soon.